One of the factors contributing to the dollar's slide yesterday was apparently a statement by the first deputy chairman of the Central Bank of Russia. He said that the Russian bank will possibly review how much of its foreign reserves it holds in euros. Most of the Russian central bank's foreign reserves are in dollars. Going to more euros would put added pressure on the dollar. Well, Pam Woodall writes for The Economist newspaper. She's the economics editor there and joins us from London. Welcome to the program, Pam
Woodall.
Hello. I'd like to ask you about the dollar and first about that Russian comment. How important is it when an official of the Russian central bank, which has about $113 billion worth of foreign reserves, says this: it's unlikely that the dollar share of reserves will be reviewed. The share of euros may be reviewed, but first we need to undertake analysis. And that sets off markets.
Well, I think it was very confusing what he was saying, because almost by definition, if they choose to put a higher percentage of their reserves in euros, that means a smaller percentage in dollars. Maybe he was just trying to be diplomatic. And it's not that Russia itself is that important. I mean, it holds about just over 100 billion worth of foreign exchange reserves. But I think what has set off the markets is that this has raised the prospect that the Asian central banks might also choose to switch some of their reserves out of dollars into euros, and they hold over $2 trillion worth.
We're talking about China, Japan, South Korea.
That's right.
How serious is this? Do you think that we are actually at the dawn of a new age of monetary policy in which the U.S. is not the world's reserve currency? Or is this just a rough patch that after some artful monetary politics in Washington, the dollar will be back to where it was before?
I think we are getting close to a turning point. If you look at the main functions that a reserve currency is meant to fulfill, America is not fulfilling those functions right now. You know, number one, a reserve currency is meant to be a safe store of value. Well, the dollar's already been falling, and a lot of economists think that it could fall further. Secondly, you know, a reserve currency should be backed by sound economic policies. Well, the fact that the US has been running a current account deficit and has what I'd call unsustainable fiscal policies, that's not a good background on which to run a reserve currency. But most important of all, normally the main reserve currency in the world has been a net creditor. America is the world's largest net debtor country. And indeed, it is this unusual situation. Although it has these huge net liabilities, unlike most debtors, it can borrow in its own currency. And therefore, you know, if the currency devalues, it doesn't have the normal penalty against it of devaluation. This actually gives it an incentive at the moment to let the dollar fall in order to sort of get out of its problems. I mean, one way of looking at this is perhaps the world faces the biggest debt default in history. This isn't a conventional debt default, but it's default by stealth, by allowing your currency to be eroded against other currencies, and so your creditors lose out heavily.
What might this do to U.S. interest rates as they affect Treasury bonds, or as they affect Americans, for that matter, in their daily lives?
Well, this is all linked to the Asian central banks. We have this very unusual situation that although the dollar has been weakening for the past 2 years, bond yields in America have been unusually low. And this is because the Asian central banks have been buying up American treasury bonds and so holding down yields. Now, if they stop buying American treasury bonds, yields will rise. That in turn means that mortgage rates in America will rise. And the housing boom that you've been having, which has been providing huge support to the economy, could perhaps turn to bust.
Well, on that cheery note, thank you, Pam Woodall, who is economics editor for The Economist newspaper in London. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.